Welcome back to the pregame show as we get set up for the kickoff between Jamestown and Central. We are joined right now by the head coach of the Jamestown Blue Jays, Tim Fletcher. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, doing great. Great to talk to you. You know, it's been kind of a hot week around our neck of the woods, and you guys have had to kind of change practice schedule a little bit this week, but I'm sure you guys got everything in you need to take care of.
Yeah, you know, every team around the state's facing the same issue, you know. Some teams are going in the morning. We chose to go in the evening last night from 7 to 9, you know, and it was really beneficial, and it ended up being where a couple of those days on Monday and Tuesday it never got as bad as they forecasted either. So, you know, we had to shorten some things up, make sure we're pushing water breaks, but the kids responded well. I mean, they had a great attitude, even though it was hot. We tried to limit some things or go in the evening, so the kids, they took it head on and we got the things done that we, at least as far as you hope you think you're sitting at, right? So yeah, we got a lot of things done this week, but we had to make some adjustments.
Well, you're heading into your second season as the head football coach at Jamestown High. What kind of progress have you seen over the course of a year just with trying to change the culture?
You know, Steve, it's one of those things, and I think we talked a little bit about it last season. You know, last season we came off a 2-7 season, and that season could have been very easily a 4-5 season, you know, which is a big a big step from 0-9. But I think the biggest thing we saw out of our kids is being physical, learning how to compete, overcoming adversity. It's kind of those little things that you look at as a coach and say, these are those minor steps you need to make in order to have the big changes come along after that. And we're seeing positive steps in that direction, and our kids are doing a great job in that aspect. You know, you look at the dedication level in the off season. You know, we had a good off season the previous season. We had good turnout this summer. So it's that buy-in every coach wants to start to see in a program, if I can use that term. And our kids are doing a great job. I mean, they're responding well, and we're starting to see those incremental steps that we want to see.
You know, I've been looking over your depth chart that you sent me the other day, and I've been kind of looking at some of the names we're going to see out there, and I can't really decide if you guys have a lot of returners or, you know, a little bit of returners. It's kind of in that middle mark. You guys have got some guys coming back, but obviously you lost some as well.
We did. I mean, some returning guys like Rob Bollinger is, you know, Rob is just, he's put his heart and soul into football. He's worked really hard every season, every off season, and he's the kind of kid that, you know, a call-on kid on your offensive line. And to be honest with you, out of those five interior guys on the offensive line, Rob is the only returning starter there. We're going to have some new faces there. Mark Wagner's coming back for us at tight end, which gives some great experience at tight end. And we got a couple of real good ones. We got a young man, Logan Anderson. He's a sophomore, but, you know, he's a kid you're probably going to see some on Friday night. You know, we have some younger talent that we think will give us some depth at some areas, but also some pretty good athletes in some of those positions, possibly where we might not have as much depth. Like at corner and receiver, we got a lot of skill kids. Taylor Orr at tailback had some reps last year behind Anthony Cook, but Taylor Orr is a kid, a senior, ready to step up. He's excited about the season. So in some positions, we have a lot of depth. In others, we're going to have some rotation going on. We're going to definitely on the defensive line, we're going to have a lot of rotation. On the offensive line, we're going to have a lot of rotation. Plus, we need to see some guys for evaluation purposes. So, you know, it'll be interesting from that perspective. You'll see a lot of rotation on Friday night.
We talked a little bit about Taylor Orr coming in to be your tailback. You've also got a new quarterback this year. You lose Mac Rounds, enter Ross Munson. He saw some reps kind of towards the end of last year. How do you feel about him coming into the new season?
He did, Steve. It's going to be like anything else. This is going to be his first starting role as a quarterback at the AAA level. You know how that is. You know, it's about experience. It's about getting your reads and about getting everything down with the timing of the game. You know, Ross has the athleticism. He's a competitor. He's a good leader. He's got a great football. I mean, the kid's got a lot of talent, but that also has to come along with experience, you know. So it's going to be like anything else. That's his first start on Friday night. I'm excited to see him. He's excited to be in that position and that role. And I think he's going to be an outstanding player. It's going to be one of those things where the more reps he gets and the more snaps that are there, the more effective he's just going to get more and more throughout the season.
Well, heading into tonight, the opponent, Grand Forks Central, you played them last year, and you guys were up 14-0 in that game, and literally in a head-spinning 3 minutes, it was all of a sudden 16-14. You had a turnover that led to 6 points, actually led to 8 points, and then they got the football right back and scored. I mean, it was just kind of a head-spinning situation. Turnovers really cost you in that game.
It really did, Steve. You know, and there was a few games last season where we lost that turnover battle, and we lost it big, you know. And that Grand Forks Central game is one of them. You just go back and say, and you watch the film as we were studying it this week, you know. You never know. Things change season to season, but especially in this first game, you go back and take a look at that opponent you played last year, if you have them on your schedule again, like we do Central coming out of the gates right away. And you just kind of shake your head and you look at it and say, man, if this one minor part wouldn't have played, because, you know, looking back at that film, we played very well defensively, you know, and also offensively, we moved the ball at will many times, you know, but those minor things and turnovers can end up killing you at the end, and that was one of the things where you look back at that and say you take away a few of those turnovers, you know, where would that have gone? But the great thing about it is it's a new season. We're excited to go back up there this time and make sure that we can give Grand Forks Central all they can handle, because I know our kids are ready to compete.
Well, you talk about turnovers, and I can tell it's been an emphasis here in the fall to controlling the ball and not turning the ball over. What kind of things have you done to implement to make sure you guys stay in control of the football?
You know, we do things during our drills, takeaway circuits. You know, we want to be on top of that battle, that turnover ratio. So things that we started to implement this year now is in our drills, we implement takeaways and working on ball security with our running backs and our receivers, how we're handling the football if we're rolling out or we're booting out at quarterback. You know, so those are just some minor things that we're working on to try and limit any of those scenarios that can lead to turnovers. And that's, like I said, that was an issue for us last year. You know, we threw quite a few picks. We're working on our reads, you know. And that's one thing with Ross that's it's going to come with time and experience too. There's only so much you can see at practice when you're looking at your own, and we did have the opportunity to scrimmage last week, which was great, and we already corrected some things that we saw there. But the more and more reps we have, you know, the more you're going to see those reads from our quarterbacks get better and better.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.